Attention, everyone.
This is going to be a great show.
And it's the choice of a new generation.
And now, it's time for Run With It, your home for all things sports. Headlines, scoops, and gossip. Join Run With It now. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Run With It is brought to you by Smiles by Design, Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House, Red Rose Hype Shop, and Bite Dentistry. And now, here are your hosts of Run With It, General Patton Cook and Ray, the best bowler in the building, Dusky.
This is Run With It, Ray Dusky, Patton Cook, here on a Sunday, July 4th Eve, if you will, on a Sunday. Hope everyone is having a great holiday weekend. Hope everyone gets tomorrow off. Ray, me and you both do, so it's a great Sunday. First, my friend, how we doing on a Sunday afternoon?
Honestly, I'm already in vacation mode. I've got my swimming trunks on because right after the show is done, I'm heading straight to the pool.
There you go.
Hang out there for a bit, come back, reset, and then I go watch Nashville SC with my little guy against Portland tonight. I'm stoked. I'm really stoked.
Yeah, I mean, we got a nice little day planned. I hope everyone does as well. Of course, NBA free agency is just running rampant right now with free agency, brings trades and all that sort of stuff. So you want to call in the show, 615-844-5600. Talk NBA, NFL. Not a whole lot going on in the NFL world right before training camp. Of course, we've got the drama with Deshaun Watson, but then again, Ray, I feel like I've been saying drama in Deshaun Watson since I was in diapers at this point.
Absolutely.
That story will never die, I'm convinced. But I feel like we got to start with the NBA and everything going on right now. And a team that hasn't exactly made any free agency acquisitions yet, but a team that is staring down the lottery, I think, for the next couple of years, the Brooklyn Nets, both their superstars. One of them has requested a trade. One of them has opted into an absurd contract for $37 million in Kyrie Irving. But Kevin Durant broke the news the day of free agency that he has requested a trade, and the Brooklyn Nets are obliging in letting that happen. Ray, were you surprised that it's Kevin Durant of the two superstars that is ready to get out of Brooklyn instead of Kyrie Irving? Or did you kind of see this coming after everything that went down this past season?
I definitely did not see it coming. I was like, let me wait to see what Kyrie Irving is going to do. I felt that if he decided to opt out and go to test free agency, there's many rumors saying that he was going to go sign with the Lakers for $6 million a year.
Yep.
I think many teams had their watchful eye on the Brooklyn Nets because they felt that Kevin Durant would soon follow in suit and request a trade. Well, Wednesday comes and goes, Kyrie Irving decides to opt in. And much to many of our surprise, that Kevin Durant decided he wanted a trade. I think he did it the right way. He didn't go to Twitter.
Yeah.
He didn't go to his friends. He didn't tell anybody. He went straight to the owner.
No cryptic tweets.
Yeah, no nonsense. I want a trade. And I look at this Brooklyn Nets. I mean, and I have to ask myself, and I want you to answer this as well. Like, are you surprised? How surprised are you about this whole demise of the Brooklyn Nets? Just 3 years ago, you see this Nets team. They signed Kyrie Irving. They traded for James Harden. They signed Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant didn't even play his first year. We're going to sit you on the sidelines. We're going to bring you on there. We're going to let you rehab because you sustained that nasty injury during the playoffs. That what was it, 3-4 years ago?
Yep.
In the finals. And then, I don't know if there's any rumors out there, but it seems like that Kevin Durant recruited Kyrie Irving and he recruited James Harden to build the super team. And look, I am so frustrated with these players building these super teams trying to be the coach. I'm sick of it. When you go to a team, you're looking for structure. You're looking for a culture, a winning culture. And it seems like these guys who come in, they're super talented. They'll tell you like one day the coach could be the coach, the next day it could be a player. It's like anyone. No, it doesn't work that way. And it seems like they just try to shoot from the hip when it came to Brooklyn. And here we are looking at James Harden, who many of us, especially myself, were like, wow, he decided to leave the Brooklyn Nets. Wow, maybe he was the... No, he is looking like a genius now.
Yeah.
It was smart of him to get out of that space, that situation, quickly. Then you got Brooklyn Nets. Now they're in this situation. Now Kyrie Irving. Now, I think there was rumors of yesterday that between them and the Lakers are trying to initiate a trade between him and Westbrook.
I just don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works. Like,
why Brooklyn would do that?
Yeah, why would you? Like, we've seen the Westbrook Kevin Durant. Well, Kevin Durant's gone. It's safe to say that, right? Yeah. And I thought that okay, if Kyrie Irving comes in, and let's say he opts in, right? Which he did. The Nets probably want to go talk to Kevin Durant, see what this team looks like with Ben Simmons. You had Joe Walsh back, who they really missed last year at the wing, because the wing is one of the most important positions in the NBA, right?
Every team wants a 3-and-D
wing. Yeah, so I felt like his presence not being on that team last year really hurt him, or hurt the team, that is. And then you start to see, like, okay, what this team looks like now with a Ben Simmons minus a James Harden, because they don't really know what that makeup looks like. Well, we'll never know now, because now Kyrie Irving is probably, who knows, if even though he's opted in, there's talks of him possibly being traded to the Lakers for Russell Westbrook. And then you see Kevin Durant, who's pretty much already out. And it seems like it's funny, because I think Kevin Durant tries to follow suit with LeBron James, that wherever he goes, he'll win a championship. And it's like, it's not that easy, buddy, because LeBron has done that. Yeah. Kevin Durant, you can't do it. You can't.
Unless you join a 73-win team, Golden State Warriors team.
But when you look at teams that have that winning culture, or they create that winning culture, you got the Phoenix Suns, you got the Golden State Warriors, even the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, that hierarchy of, like, who, final word, comes from the coach. And look, each team has a star player or several star players on their teams. But yet, it still goes down to the coach. Build that winning culture, bring him, be that piece, and then build from there. Because when you try to bring these superstars to build these super teams, the winning percentages in terms of that actually working is very low.
Yeah.
We saw with the Heat, we saw with the Celtics, but hey, we forgot about the Lakers, who had Kobe Bryant, Shaq, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton. How'd that do? Not too well.
Yeah, and I think you make a good point about the superstar and stars aspect, because I think one thing we can agree on, there are more stars in the NBA right now than there ever was.
Yes.
Perfect example, Washington. Bradley Beal, who just signed a huge contract extension.
Still has scratcher for me, by the way.
Yeah. he's content with getting the money, and fair enough. He's not going to have any playoff really value at all. Mm-hmm. No legacy in that aspect, but when he's getting paid like he is in Washington. But that's a superstar player that you put on really any other teams. Mm-hmm. He's a 1A, 1B type guy who's probably winning a championship, but Washington just does not have the culture around them. They don't have the coach. They've been fooling around with Scott Brooks for years now. That organization, they make trades. And well, you just look front and center, trying to get Russell Westbrook with Bradley Beal. That worked for about 5 seconds. So I think you make a good point there. And on your Brooklyn Nets point, it never did work, mainly because those three guys never saw the floor at the same time. It was always two out of the three or one out of the three. That's why James Harden wanted to leave, was because Kevin Durant got hurt, and then Kyrie Irving had his shenanigans with not being able to play at home. And for earlier part of the season, Brooklyn didn't want him at all. They didn't want him home or away. They told him to just stay away. So James Harden was a little bit fed up there. And I kind of batted an eye at it when it happened, James Harden running away from yet another team after getting traded from Houston. But right now he looks correct. That was a sinking ship whenever he left, and he got the team he wanted to. Granted, he didn't necessarily perform to his upcoming level in Philly, which is something I'm sure we'll talk about further down the road. But I think Brooklyn, it's unfortunate because they never got to see those guys. And when they did, they looked competent. They looked like they were a good team. They just needed more chemistry. But whether it be injury, whether it be a COVID vaccine, whether it be a multitude of other things, we never got to see that big three. I think more than any other big three in NBA history, the what-ifs for Brooklyn Nets fans are going to be like the what-if for Titans fans on the one-yard line of the Super Bowl. I think the Nets were on the one-yard line of the Super Bowl if they could have just had those three guys playing constantly, but for whatever reason, that just never did end up happening. And Kevin Durant, once out, Kyrie, I just don't know how he's going to force himself out of a contract with Brooklyn unless he wants a buyout. And if I'm Brooklyn, why am I going to buy you out? No chance I'm buying you out. What you've put me through, you're going to stick around with this Brooklyn Nets team for another year, especially if you're going to get a guy like Russell Westbrook in return. What's the point?
Because there's no other teams interested in Kyrie Irving.
Which is fascinating.
It's not, though.
No, it is fascinating, but it's not a surprise. But yeah. The talent, you just look sole talent. Mm-hmm. That's a guy any other player in the world would be getting the 4 and 5 first-round picks that we just saw from a Rudy Gobert. But the head case and the drama from Kyrie Irving, it is completely offset any talent he has on the floor.
Outside of what you said about the, you know, the drama, it's the dependability.
Sure.
Like, I don't know if he's going to show up. You're going to give 30. Look, what team is willing to invest that much money into one player that they don't know how many games they're going to get from him? Now, if he went to the Lakers making $6 million a year, let's say he played a handful of games, it's still a steal at $6 million a year for Kyrie Irving. Is he electrifying? Is he a star? Yes, when he wants to be. But who's going to put out there $38 million and like probably get 17 games? You're like, wow, he just stole from you guys again.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that when they came out, all these trade rumors and saying like, oh, the Knicks and the Heat and this and that, they start listing 10 to 12 teams, the Clippers, who end up bending Ja Wall at a like 13, $18 million whatever contract because they needed a guard, which is probably a better option than bringing Kyrie Irving. It came to fruition that these guys were never interested in Kyrie. It was just the Lakers and the Nets the entire time. Even though, and who knows if the Lakers are really that interested because they don't have cap. The only way they can actually bring anybody is they have to unload that Westbrook contract.
Well, you know it's bad when the New York Knicks aren't interested.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Like, it's just like a team that is starved for a championship or relevance at all does not want Kyrie Irving.
So all these teams, they were looking and monitoring the whole Kyrie Irving situation, not because of Kyrie Irving. It's because of the bigger fish, which was Kevin Durant.
Yeah, which who still wants to play with Kyrie Irving if reports from Woj are correct.
Yeah. And
which
so,
is astounding.
Yeah, and I don't, maybe it's not with the Nets. And I think the Nets are better off, and I know this is their way of thinking, that they'd rather go and win have a 40-win season than to deal with the Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant saga all over again for what, a fourth year or a third year, whatever it may be. They don't want that stress anymore.
Well, and a report came out, I believe, from Brian Windhorst a few days ago that the Nets owner has said pretty much what you just said. I'd rather have a 40-win team that I'm proud of to watch on the floor than have a team. The circus that went on in Brooklyn last year must have been a nightmare for Steve Nash, first off. And then for the owner, for the fans, I mean, rarely did you ever talk about them on the floor. It was always off the floor with James Harden or Kyrie Irving with the COVID vaccine situation. So, I as crazy as it sounds, I'm with the owner there. What fun is it having those guys out there when you're not even talking about them on the floor?
It's just terrible about how things have gone down because I remember when they first came to this team and they built this so-called super team, they were the instant favorites.
Yeah.
Even they're still the favorites now.
Right.
Like, it's just crazy. And they, like, we don't even know what their team looks like right now. We don't know who's staying and who's going.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rumors out there, which is what makes great for, like, fantasy, like, or not fantasy, but almost free agency, you know, offseason talk.
NBA 2K.
NBA, yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And you see all these other teams are making the moves. They're locking up contracts for players that, there's one I want to talk about after the break.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what your thoughts are about one player who got a max contract. I'm like, that's a head scratcher. But anyways, we'll get to that later in the show. I just don't know what this team is going to look like because here they are, second all-out favorites to win it next year. They eclipse the Heat. They eclipse the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
Like, what do you... This team doesn't even... We don't know what this team looks like more than, like, 40 games together. So, Kevin Durant, we'll see what happens here in the next 2 days. I know they're working with the business team, the Nets, they are, about trying to facilitate a trade.
Let's talk about the package that right now Brooklyn is wanting. And it Phoenix Suns supposedly is that preferred destination for Kevin Durant.
Because he loves Booker.
And reports coming out that Brooklyn's saying unless Devin Booker's not included in that trade, you can kick rocks.
Right.
So we will never have seen any sort of trade package. There's never been a superstar traded to this ability, probably since Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Durant, of course, is a better player than Anthony Davis. But the haul that the Lakers had to give up pretty much their entire young core and a couple first-round picks were thrown in as well. So right now Brooklyn is looking for that 1A type guy or a young superstar, and there's kind of been names thrown around the Boston Celtics, a theoretical trade including a Jaylen Brown. Do you see the Nets getting the type of player that they're wanting, or do you think they're going to have to settle for multiple first-round? It's going to be unprotected first-round picks. And a superstar, or do you see them kind of having to lower their value? Because right now they have all the power in the world. A 4-year contract, Kevin. That's one thing we haven't discussed. A 4-year contract Kevin Durant has, and he's forced to trade it, and he's going to get out of it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to get the value that they want because it seems like all the stars that they do want are already locked up into a max contract.
True.
So there's, It's basically more or less you're basically trading for the future. Yeah. Multiple first round picks. I think of anyone, Phoenix would probably, because we all know that there's issues between Ayton and the Phoenix Suns organization. Yeah. He's not happy about his contract talks with them. He might be possibly on the move. Another one is, God, his name escapes me, from the Utah Jazz.
Oh, Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, yes. That's another one.
Because traded away Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, and I know that they're talking about they want to get those four first round picks for the next, well, I think it's every other odd years, like 23 to 25, 27 years. And I think they have a fourth one that's a protected first rounder. But they want to build around Mitchell, and I don't think Mitchell, I think he's kind of checked out. I mean, there's been a lot of changes in Utah. The coach is now, he's gone now, and we don't know what that team's going to look like. Rudy Gobert, who's a back-to-back defensive player of the year, I don't know what that team looks like. So in terms of value, I don't think they're going to ever get the value they feel like they could possibly get with a Kevin Durant. It's just that you might as well just like, okay, we tried this experiment, we epically failed, let's move on.
Yeah, you feel bad for Utah because they're kind of in Western Conference purgatory hell because they're kind of middle of the road. They're usually around the 6-8 seed in the West, and right now Golden State winning yet another title. Memphis is looking to reload. That's a team that's being discussed in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. So I could kind of understand what they were doing with trading away a Rudy Gobert, but that's a team that's we'll just see what ends up happening in that one. But a lot to discuss in the NBA when we come back. Zion Williamson, a guy who got a rookie max contract. Mm-hmm. My guy Darius Garland getting
got the
Cleveland Cavaliers. So plenty of contracts we'll want to discuss. If you want to do it, 615-844-5600.
I don't mean to cut you off here, but when we come back, I want you to list the five top destinations that Kevin Durant should land.
Okay.
Think about those teams when we're on break, okay?
We'll do. But before we do it, I want to tell you about my friends over at FanDuel. This baseball season, turn K's into cash and big hits into big wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Just sign up using promo code WNSR and place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. What I like most about FanDuel Sportsbook is that app. It is so easy. One of the best things about it, you can place a bet quick, and you can get your money back even quicker after you cash out after winning a few bets. So FanDuel Sportsbook, that's the place to go. Disclaimer, in Tennessee, got to be 21 and present. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, top five destinations for Kevin Durant and your phone call, 615-844-5600.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-20. Again, that's 1-5-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GarLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at bitedds.com. What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you.
DQ presents the sound of a summer double play. It's the sound of drumstick pieces and peanuts combined with world-famous soft serve to make two all-star treats. The drumstick with peanuts blizzard and new caramel drumstick with peanuts blizzard. Grab one today or get it delivered at DQ.com. Official treat of MLB. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
This is Run With It with Ray Dosky, Patton Cook here on a Sunday. Hope everyone is having a relaxing July 4th weekend tomorrow. Of course, the big day. Fireworks will be shot, Ray, especially here in downtown Nashville. I don't want to say nuclear bomb too often, but I think the amount of fireworks being shot off in the 615 area tonight, it might be enough to be on the spectrum of a nuclear bomb. So, and I don't think I'm exaggerating in that sense.
So I went to Atlanta yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, we just did a day trip with the family. Went to a couple places. I cannot tell the amount of state troopers I saw going to and from Atlanta just yesterday. On the way back, I think there was like a stretch of maybe about 5 miles where I saw at least 14 cars pulled over by like a ton of state troopers, like back to back. Like, I'm like, wow, these guys are cashing in. The state farmers are the police troopers are cashing in to Atlanta.
First of the month, got to get those tickets.
So
in.
If you're out there, I want you guys to have a great 4th. Just be safe, be wary, have fun.
Don't have anything on you that you don't want on you.
Plus, I saw there's like this little mandate out there saying like because it's been so dry that they're trying to restrict the terms of fireworks now. I don't know. I know
they had that rule in Texas, and a local church just went ahead and shot them anyway. And right now they have a wildfire going on right now.
Fantastic in Texas. For them. So I'm like, if you decide that you want to go and light fireworks wherever you're at,
just water the grass.
Water the lawn. Yeah. Just to be safe.
Yeah. Please do before.
Hey, tell your neighbors to do the same.
Exactly. But before we get into more NBA talk, I want to tell you about Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones, the lead dentist over there, does a great job. Been going to him for about 2 years now, and really, I can't say enough good things about him. Myself, my whole family, brother and mom, both go over there, and some of the things he offers, hygienic needs, teeth cleaning, cavity fillings. They also do some cosmetic needs as well, teeth cleaning, or teeth whitening, I should say. Any of that sounds like some work that you may need to get done, do it. And I mentioned the cavity fillings. I had a cavity filling about a couple months ago, and I was ready to get the shot.
Too much candy.
Too much candy. Too much soda, quite frankly, as well. but was ready to get the needle in the gum, you know, to numb you all up. Mm-hmm. They go in there and said, yeah, we don't do that anymore. They got state-of-the-art needle-free cavity filling, so they go in there. No need for the needle, so if you're afraid of needles and you need a cavity filling, go over to Smiles by Design. They're located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You could also call them if you got any questions about some of the work that you need to get done or just want to learn more about Dr. Dwayne Jones. Do it, 615-355-1033. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends at Smiles by Design a try. Ray, I want you to go first on your Kevin Durant top five destinations just so I can think further on this, because I'm having a tough time with the top five, I must say.
Really? Okay. My first will be the Miami Heat, just because I love the Miami Heat, and I know that Kevin Durant will love to play with Jimmy Butler. I think in order for them to facilitate a trade of any sort to the Miami Heat, Bam Adebayo would definitely need to be involved in that trade.
Yeah.
I would definitely like to see what they can add with the Tyler Hero. I think that with Eric Spoelstra being down there, I think the culture, like we just talked about earlier in the show, is there. I think that's the one piece they need in terms of taking them over the hump, because they won the East last year, but just couldn't put it together when they went into the playoffs. My second team, this is a little bit surprised. I'm not going to go Golden State Warriors. I'm more or less further down. I really feel like Golden State doesn't even really need Kevin Durant, but I know that he was that piece to kind of help him, but they won a championship without him.
Again.
That's true. Again.
Which is depressing.
The second one, the Milwaukee Bucks. If you get rid of a Chris Middleton, trade him away, pick up a Kevin Durant, that's a nice piece right there. Pair him up with Giannis. It's a 1-2 punch that you really cannot really match up well against.
2 7-footers who do things 7-footers shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, but, and differently.
Yeah.
Right?
In different ways.
Yeah. You know, Durant is more or less like he's an outside shooter, 18-footer, like wing, whatever. He could do whatever. And he could drive to the lane as well. Giannis could do both. So I think that'd be a nice little piece for the Milwaukee Bucks to really get themselves back into it, because I'm tired of the disrespect Milwaukee's getting. The third team, the Memphis Grizzlies. You've seen what happened in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They got the Twin Towers. When was the last time you've seen Twin Towers on any team?
Cleveland.
Really?
Evan Mobley, Jared Allen.
Oh, you didn't want to mention San Antonio.
Oh, no.
With David Robinson and Tim Duncan?
I was like six when that.
But that's where it started from. The Twin Towers. 2 7-footers. And it just seems like now if you look at Minnesota, they're probably going to be a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. Yes, they went ahead and mortgaged their future. But if you look at what they've done in the last couple of years, they've had early picks. Anthony Edwards, they got D'Angelo Russell in a trade. That worked out really well for them.
Yeah.
Get rid of Patrick Beverley, which we all know he's been a journeyman, defensive player, but offensively he is a liability. Let's be real here. Carl Anthony Towns, which many believe that he was overpaid for that max contract. I think that if they play him at the 4 and you put Rudy at the 5, I think that's a perfect spot for Carl Anthony Towns. And if you just look, I mean, their team is stacked. I think they're going to be a top 10 offense and defense in this entire league this coming season. So when you look at Memphis, you're like, what are you making trades? What are you trying to do? You've got 6 players under rookie contracts. You have the money to make a play. We saw offensively they struggled going into the playoffs once Ja got hurt. They were missing that piece. Defensively, they're fine. You put a Dylan Brooks, you put in Jaren Jackson Jr., and you've got Durant. And your guards, Desmond Bain and Ja, who just signed a nice max contract early in the week. The future's set, right?
Yeah.
You come to a winning culture. Less will be asked of you, Durant. It's going to be much like when you went to Golden State. Now, did you see the Kendrick Perkins little discussion, a little rant about like how he feels like the Memphis Grizzlies are coming at the NBA and people like as if they're thugs, and like he's talking like you need to let it go and stuff like that because it's not a good look of where you're trying to go in the future? Yes, they're hardcore.
They're in your rich for Richard.
Yeah, exactly. They're loud. They're in your face. That's just who they are.
That's what Kendrick Perkins was known for as a player.
Exactly, when he was with Boston, right? So. And he doesn't like the direction that the Memphis Grizzlies are starting to travel. They need that one player to kind of show him how to really play the game. I don't know if Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant has been on a winning organization with the Golden State Warriors. He's shown championship level. He just that he can't be a leader. I think that he needs to be a piece. And I think they have got that. Fourth, Dallas Mavericks. Can you imagine him and Luka? That'd be a nice little I don't know how that would work, but I'm sure if you have a Luka and a Kevin Durant, that'd be a nice matchup. And my fifth is my wild card, and that's my Chicago Bulls. Much to ponder there, young general.
One thing with Chicago, I just don't know who they could give up.
Well, they just Zach LaVine, apparently he's coming back.
Yeah, I
was surprised by that because I thought that for sure he was going to go play in L.A. There was many rumors coming out before the season ended that he was done with Chicago. He's on his way out.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's fine. Ship him out. You've got Ball there. You've got Caruso. You've got defensive players. Your bench is solid. And you've got DeRozan, who's really stepped up in the last couple of years since he left when he came to San Antonio. He's become a better NBA player. You pair him up with Kevin Durant. I like that team.
Yeah. I'm going to start off with mine. I agree, Miami. In pieces-wise, they have the best to give up. They've got multiple young stars on that team. Tyler Hero is always the name that's thrown out. He's always the piece that's thrown around in all these trades, whether it be Kyrie or Kevin Durant in this sense, or whenever Anthony Davis, LeBron, any of those players. Tyler Hero is always the piece thrown up, and that's an organization that usually they know what they're doing. They always get out on the better end of trade deals. I don't know if Pat Riley has ever lost a trade, quite frankly, even going back whenever LeBron was in Miami. So that's number one. At number two, I'm going Phoenix, and they've got the pieces as well, and it doesn't hurt that Kevin Durant wants to be there. But then again, I don't know how much that is going to sway Brooklyn's mindset at all. And if the reports come out that are true, that it's Devin Booker or you can kick rocks, Phoenix, I don't know if that's going to be worth giving up, because I don't know. Kevin Durant, how much longer does he want to be doing this? He gives me the Kyrie vibes that he doesn't exactly need to be doing this forever. He's already got a couple rings to him. How much longer does he want to do this? Devin Booker, then again, he's banged up as well. He's gotten injured the past couple of years, and that cost really Phoenix the chance to advance in the playoffs this year when it was just Chris Paul. So I've got Phoenix at number two. Three, I'm going Memphis as well. That's a team that's close, but I think we saw against Golden State that Jaw's great. He's a great regular season guy, but I think it's going to be tough for him to fully carry the load, and him getting hurt as well as frequently as he was last year, that scares me a little. I know we have the Memphis Grizzlies on the station. Hope the best for the Grizzlies, but I think that's a team right there that you have to be careful. Desmond Bane is a piece well thought of around NBA circles, so I think that'd be a nice little piece to kind of offer in there, and they've got the draft picks. They really don't trade away their first rounders either. So I've got the Grizzlies there. Four, I'm going Boston Celtics. Jason Tatum, we've talked about him. Superstar, I don't think so. I think he's a star. I think that's what he is. He struggled pretty heavily other than the first round.
In the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter specifically in the NBA Finals. Although he was great against Brooklyn. That's the one thing that gives me pause about kind of writing off Tatum as a superstar, is that we saw it probably in the most pressurized playoff until you got to the NBA Finals against Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So I've got Boston there. First-round picks are always there. You know, they get them at will, although they just traded one away to get Malcolm Brogdon in, so I don't know if that kind of shifts one in. Then again, that's another piece that you can offer in a Kevin Durant trade. So I've got Boston there for... I'm going to throw in a wild horse.
I know this team.
You threw one in Miami or
in Chicago.
I'm going to throw my team in there.
I know. I was waiting for that.
Cleveland Cavaliers are my number five. I'm actually looking at a CBS Sports article that kind of ranks where the 29 teams would all fall. He's got Cleveland at 10. And in young stars, we just signed one of them, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Isaac Okoro. Colin Sexton is available in a sign and trade. My one pause with this one is I wouldn't give up. As good as Kevin Durant is, and he's without a doubt better than probably Darius Garland will ever be, I would not offer in Darius Garland. And I think if I'm the Brooklyn Nets, I'm not picking up the phone unless you're offering me Darius
Garland. Garland has to be in play here,
Has to be.
Right?
I think him and Sexton both would probably be in that sign and trade. Evan Mobley's a guy who as well would probably want to be in there if you're Brooklyn. So young pieces are there, but I think this goes for a lot of the teams, Boston as well, and probably Phoenix as well, unless Brooklyn drops their asking price, I don't see a trade being made.
Right.
Because although Kevin Durant would be worth it, he's better than every single player that we mentioned, Jaylen Brown, Darius Garland, Devin Booker. Teams aren't willing to give that up because they never have, and they probably never will be because we've never seen a trade value at this level. So that's my top five. My overall feeling is that it is going to be end up being Miami.
Miami, yeah. So let me ask you this. Let's play hypotheticals here, right? Let's say the Memphis Grizzlies were able to initiate a trade for Kevin Durant. Are they now the team to beat in the West? I believe they are. Yeah, I believe they are.
As long as they keep Ja Morant, I believe so.
I mean, Phoenix, yes. They won 9 more games than the next second best team in the league.
I think whoever gets Kevin Durant would be the betting favorite.
Right.
Whether it be kind of overreaction or just pure analytical, you're sitting down looking at it, they should be. I think either one, they're going to be the favorite because we've seen it every time. Until the Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant rumors were out, Brooklyn was a 1-2 heavily favored team to win the finals next year.
Yeah, and they can get past. I mean, they're what, a 3-point line away to go to the Eastern Finals just 2 years ago, which many of us believe that Kevin Durant was behind the line. But
right.
When you look at this Memphis Grizzlies team, I believe that if they were to make this trade, if it were to happen, and the NBA gods were able to bless the Grizzlies to make this trade, I think they leapfrog Phoenix. Because next year, Phoenix will be the number one team in the West. Well, them or Golden State. It's 1-1-A, right?
That's a wild card. Yeah. You just don't know how long that team is going to be.
Yeah, Golden State didn't get much. You know, they kind of sputtered towards the end of the season due to injuries and stuff like that, mainly with Steph Curry, like that. So, of course, Phoenix was able to leapfrog, and they were a better regular season team than
the Golden State Warriors. They have been the past couple of years.
They have. But when it comes to playoff time, they just, I don't know, they just disappear.
They have the Chris Paul syndrome.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that. But when you look at what the Memphis Grizzlies were able to do, I think if we had a healthy Ja Morant in that series against Golden State, I think we're talking about a different team in the finals. I really do. I really believe. I'm not saying Grizzlies would have won it. I'm not saying Golden State would have not won it. But I think that it would have not been as easy for either team to go to the finals because I think one of them, when I was picking the Grizzlies, the entire playoff run to go to the finals to represent the West. I really did.
Yeah, Ja just has to stay healthy moving forward. And that was a problem in the regular season. And really, it wasn't really a problem his first couple of years in the league. This was the first year that he really had issues with. And I know we'll probably discuss this on the other side, but getting Tyus Jones back for the Grizzlies is going to be important for them. I was a bit surprised they got him back, quite frankly, but they get him in there once again. So we'll kind of see how that kind of falls out for the Memphis Grizzlies. But I agree. And we've talked about Golden State and everything like that. The West is just a spectacle to watch because the Clippers are a team as well. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, neither one of them really played at all last season, and they're going to be coming back with a John Wall type of piece. So the NBA is no shortage of stories this time of year.
And you know what? I want the listeners who are out there listening, I want them to call them. Tell me who you think the best spot or landing spot is for Kevin Durant. Hey, give us a call here. We're in the studio. We're hanging out on this Sunday fun day, right before the 4th of July. You're probably getting ready to go to the lake or cookout, whatever, the day before kind of
turn that propane on the grill.
Come listen to us. Come hang out. Talk with us. Talk about what you think about Kevin Durant or anything you want. Call us at 615-844-5600. But we're about to go to a break here. We're going to talk about some Deshaun Watson. We're also going to finish up about the whole NBA free agency wrap-up talk with you about like who you felt like was worth the max contracts for their teams, who weren't. But before we go, let me talk about my friends over at Boom Boss. I just want you to know, I'm waiting for you to come play with me.
I know.
You need to come play with me. Unfortunately, we can't play tomorrow because I don't think they have games going on. Of course, it's the 4th, right? So next week, we'll let them off this week. But next week, let's shoot to get together. Okay. We'll hang out because I went out there last. I've gone there almost every Monday. I'm over at the East Nashville location. Playing poker, it's a lot of fun. They usually have like 2 tables. It's free. It's a lot of fun. If you guys are out there, it's the summer heat, whatever. You want to take a place for your kids, your family to go hang out with, that's the best place to go. The East Nashville location is the one I usually go to the most. They also got locations out in Bellevue, Spring Hill, Murfreesboro. They're all over the place. Great craft pizza, tap house, whatever. Great drinks, what have you. Family fun environment, big screen, giant TVs. You want to go watch your favorite baseball team, whatever you want to catch the Wimbledon, whatever you want to do. You know, we're weeks away. We're going to the future. We're about 3 weeks away until the start of football. Football's about to kick off. I can't wait. So if you want to come hang out with me, play pokers every Monday, come to the East Nashville location. That's Boom Boss, B-O-Z-Z. If you want, check them out. Follow them on social media at boombozz.com on social media. If you want to get pizza or whatever, give them a call. Do whatever you need to do. A lot of fun. They got playgrounds there. A lot of kid fun. Go check out my friends over at boombozz.com. And make sure you tell them that Ray from Run With It sent you. And if not, hopefully I'll see you there. I'll run in with you. Come hang out. Play poker with me. Or they even do trivia nights on Wednesday nights at the Bellevue as well as the East Nashville location. So, Boom Boss, Craft Pizza, Tap House. We'll be back. Talk some football. Wrap up the show in a few moments. That's the General I'm Ray Dosky. Back more here at the National Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art, needle-free cavity fillings. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 Threat Industrial Boulevard, Unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. Again, their number is 615-355-1033. Or you can search for them on social media at Smiles by Design. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends over at Smiles by Design a try. And don't forget to tell them Patton sent you.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular Same Game Parlays, where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up. Use the promo code BKING. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued with non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What's up, Nashville? It's Ray from Run With It. Let me tell you about my good friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking to upgrade your closet with the flyest streetwear and brands like Yeezys, Jordans, Supremes, and much more, go see my friends at Red Rose Hype Shop, the hottest place in Nashville where you can buy, sell, trade, and even consign your gear. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Red Rose Hype Shop. You can also visit them at 1187 Antioch Pike, Nashville. They're open from noon to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and 12:30 to 5 on Sundays. And be sure to tell them that Ray sent you. Hey, Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer from anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to check out my friends over at Bite Dentistry, where Dr. Lewis and her team are amazing. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all of our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivas method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. The Vivas technology is also provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called Guard Lab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by the Tennessee Titans. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at bitedds.com.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back. Pat Cook, I'm Ray Dosky here. Run With It here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios here at National Sports Radio. As we're about to wrap up the show, we got another 20 minutes going into the second half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but before we talk about what's coming up in terms of free agency talk, max contracts, some Deshaun Watson, let me tell you my friends over at Red Rose Hype Shop. If you're looking for like the flyest gear, you want to update your wardrobe, get the flyest kicks, things you can't really land on the Nike app or at Foot Locker or at Champs, wherever, go check out my friends, Red Rose Hype Shop. They're over at 1187 Antioch Pike in Nashville. They have all the flyest gear. I always get my stuff from there week in, week out. It's just, they've got the fly. I mean, I can't talk about it. I've come up with maybe four or five kicks over the last 2 months. I literally have a problem, Patton. Mm. I just, well, it's like a potato chip. When I get one, I got to have another and another and another. It doesn't stop.
We need to check you in somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think I need some help. I definitely need some help. I need like a sneaker help. Like
that's always the first
yeah,
step.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Admitting help. It's just crazy. But yeah, go check out my friends, Red Rose Hype Shop. They're over 1187 over at Antioch Pike in Nashville. You also can find them on social media, all your social media outlets at Red Rose Hype Shop. Patton. Max contracts have come and gone.
That they have.
The Joker signed for a new deal. Devin Booker, you
richest contract in NBA history.
Much deserved, by the way, right?
No team probably needs that person more than probably the Denver Nuggets and Nikola.
A lot's been going on in Denver. If you really think about it, you got Russell Wilson. They're looking at the Broncos. Fans are looking up to like maybe a possible Super Bowl run in on that team.
The Avalanche
winning the Stanley Cup. Boy, they won. Not only did they only win it, they won it convincingly. I mean,
zero doubt on who the best. It's not like in college baseball, where like who exactly really was the best team in college baseball.
Yeah, and like in that, I remember there was reports out there talking about like, oh well, does that soften the blow of the Predators losing to the Colorado, the eventual Stanley Cup winners? I'm like,
no,
it doesn't do
you
anything.
Were close in any of the games.
Yeah, you got swept. Stop. Doesn't mean anything. So. But yeah, and then
we'll have to talk Preds sometime because that's a team right there that just gets on my nerves a little bit. I know I live in Nashville and have for a long time, but that organization and some of the fans, I know a lot of the fans are great, but the carrying the water, so to speak, for David Poile, well, I don't want to jump too far into it. Let's just move on.
Just to touch a little bit on the Predators, I know that the contract talks between them and Philip Forsberg is actually ongoing. Rumors has it, it's like an 8 year with an eight in front of it, like it made 8.5.
Eight and a half,
something like that, which I guess it's a fair deal. Like a what, $60 million? You know, because there's a lot of question marks about what happened to Philip Forsberg.
Oh, great. Now they can get bounced out in the first round.
Yeah, exactly. Again. Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, just a little Predators talk there for you guys, for all you Predators fans.
Between Ray
Dawson. Of course. But in terms of the Joker, Nikola Jokic, back-to-back MVPs. I mean, well-deserved. I mean, probably one of the best big men.
Yeah,
of all time, right? I mean, is he arguably one of that? I mean, he's probably out of conversation, right?
Yeah, it really depends on what you look at in big man. And I know Joel Embiid and Jokic, whether or not it's fair or not, those two have got a good little rivalry going on. Yep. I know at least between Sixers fans and kind of Jokic fans and Denver Nuggets fans. So definitely deserved. And that's a team we didn't really discuss maybe in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. They are kind of in that same position. I know they've got a little further than the Utah Jazz have gotten, but you just don't see them winning a championship with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. One, because Jamal Murray's the guy who can't stay healthy once again. I know Malone is a good head coach. They've got a good roster over there, good depth, but I agree with it. He needed to get paid, and good for him, a second-round pick. And that's just what you got to love about the NBA draft, because it's the NFL, you really don't go over into Europe and select some of these guys you've never really heard of and kind of taking a chance on guys. You take chance on Alabama second stringers who never really could get into the league. But the NBA has got that as well, where you kind of go in there. Giannis is a perfect example. The Bucks really didn't really know what they were going to get in there. But good for Jokic, a guy who, as soon as he came in to the NBA and really the Nuggets head coach Malone, he loved him. Echoed about him, saying this guy's probably one of the best players in the NBA, and good for him for getting that contract. But Ray, I don't know what you think. I just don't see the Denver Nuggets ever winning anything with the roster they have right now, mainly because of the durability of Jamal Murray.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that they're set to win. I think they're built to win right now. I think that they're going to do what they can to build around the Joker. I don't know when he's been out for the last two seasons.
Yeah,
roughly, right? He's missed the last two seasons. I don't know what else they need to add to make them more like a more impactful team in that competitive West. You know, these other teams in the West have gotten better. But if you look at...
You could probably get away with the East, yeah. But you just can't.
I mean, Denver's been running between, the fourth, fifth best team, throughout the entire regular season. Yeah. And it's all behind the Joker. He's basically carried the team. So I don't know where this is going to go with that. But it should be interesting to see. But I want to switch gears a little bit. Because I know we talked a lot about NBA. And that sucks because we got towards the end of the show. And I wanted to talk about the Big Ten. And the Pac-12 lost two teams. It's not even the Big Ten. It's the Big 14 now.
It's the Big 28.
The Big 16, UCLA, USC, jumping ship. Was it 2024
is when they're going to get in.
Are we surprised? I mean, what's going on with the power conferences? Yeah. The Power Five is no more, right? Is it safe to say there's no more Power Five? There's going to be two super conferences probably in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think the minute that Oklahoma and Texas leapfrog to the SEC, and you got to look at it, the Big Ten and the SEC, they weren't exactly begging for teams to come in. It's teams in the Big 12, in the Pac-12, looking at their TV contract situations. I'm going to give you a bit of an example. Vanderbilt right now, and we love Vandy, have Vandy
we
baseball.
Sure do. Absolutely. But
football is the sport that kind of runs the house in the SEC.
Absolutely.
And it runs that TV contract. Mm-hmm. $80 million is what they get every year from the SEC network and from the SEC and the TV rights and all that sort of. They get $80 million every SEC
team. Little change.
Gets that. USC, UCLA, they get $30 million. And they're thinking, why in the blue hell is Vanderbilt getting $80 million and us, USC, one of the biggest brands in an L.A. market? Mm-hmm. Granted, they haven't exactly been great, but they got Lincoln Riley. They're getting guys all the way over. Just got the Caleb Williams, the Oklahoma transfer.
Everyone's going to USC right now.
Everybody's going.
Yeah.
It's a run-and-gun offense. What's there not to like? They're looking at that and saying, why are we being shortchanged solely because of the conference that we're in, especially the Pac-12? They're not helping themselves at all. Themselves in the Big Ten pretty much canceled football during COVID, and that faced a lot of backlash. And for a while now, the Pac-12 just hasn't been very serious. You go to any other really college football games except Oregon and maybe USC when it's a big primetime game, no one's there. No one is there at any of these games. Zero support really for the athletics over there, especially football. Basketball, it's more of a basketball. You get the UCLA's. Arizona's a really good atmosphere. Teams like that. Oregon's that weird court that they've got over there with the trees and everything. I was not surprised solely after what we saw from Oklahoma and Texas. After they moved over to the SEC, UCLA and USC are doing the same thing, and they're not stopping there. Oregon and Washington both are odds on to go to the Big Ten as well. So I, at this point, nothing is surprising me.
And Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore.
No, they do not exist anymore, and I think you make a good point. I think 5 or 10 years from now, it'll be two conferences. It'll be the Big Ten, it'll be the SEC. ACC is going to form with the SEC, Big 12, and the Pac-12 are going to go with the Big Ten. We're going to have two conferences, really, and that's going to really decide it. Probably going to break away from NCAA and non-kind of professional sports, collegiate sports that we know. It's going to be dead.
Yeah, when you look at
it, it's been dead.
And the ACC has been splitting up. Maryland went to the Big Ten. I mean, there's teams that have been falling. They've been splitting up for the last 3 years. But then you got to think to yourselves, what's the next wave? Because it's been tiers. Oklahoma, Texas, then UCLA and USC. Who's the next tier? For me, I think the biggest fish that's out there that people want is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Now, I know Notre Dame is an independent team, your organization.
They play
the ACC, right? ACC. But if you get a Notre Dame into your conference, watch out. Yeah. And then what's after that afterwards? You got Clemson, Florida State,
Miami.
If you want to throw Miami out there, Miami hasn't been the same in years.
No,
where's that to go? But it just seems like there's going to be the dissolve of the Power Five. I think it's no more. Now it's going to be two big powerhouse conferences, super conferences, if you will, and they're going to go from there.
In money, wherever the money goes,
talks.
That's where we will go. Yeah. And I know we're not telling the people at home anything they don't know, but. Yeah. Man alive. What a show, Ray.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant killed the show for 30 minutes.
He
damn
did.
You, Kevin Durant. But what then again, thank you. Yeah. Kevin
Durant. Well, yeah, he definitely did. But it's just about to start. We'll see where he's going to land. But, I just want to throw this out there to all the listeners out there. Have a great 4th for myself and the general here at Run With It. Hope you have a great time.
Yep.
Cookout. Enjoy family. Just be safe.
And maybe next week we'll get a Deshaun Watson ruling.
Next week we're going to be talking about not only the ruling, but we're also going to be talking about the whole, you know,
it's Patton Cook from whatever. Runway.
Anyways,
let me tell you.
I'll see you later. See you next week, guys.
Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. Smiles by Design are one of the few practices that offer state-of-the-art.